"I'm sure you must be very pleased," Mrs. Okada said, while putting away her abacus and her accounting book, "that Sayori will soon be taking Adana, and at only 18 years of age. How young to take such a big step!"
"Mameha would have done well to take Adana at that age herself," Mother replied.
18 is a bit young for most girls," Mameha said, "but I'm certain Mrs. Nitta has made the right decision in Sayori's case." Mother puffed on her pipe a moment, peering at Mameha across the table.
"My advice to you, Mameha-san," she said, "is that you stick to teaching Sayori about that pretty way of rolling her eyes. When it comes to business decisions, you may leave them to me."
"I would never presume to discuss business with you, Mrs. Nitta. I'm convinced your decision is for the best. But may I ask, is it true the most generous offer has come from Nobu Toshikazu?"
"His has been the only offer. I suppose that makes it the most generous."
"The only offer? What a pity. The arrangements are so much more favorable when several men compete. Don't you find it so?"
"As I say, Mameha-san, you can leave the business decisions to me. I have in mind a very simple plan for arranging favorable terms with Nobu Toshikazu."
"If you don't mind," Mameha said, "I'd be very eager to hear it." Mother put her pipe down on the table. I thought she was going to reprimand Mameha, but in fact, she said,
"Yes, I'd like to tell it to you now that you mention it. You may be able to help me. I've been thinking that Nobu Toshikazu will be more generous if he finds out an Iwamura electric heater killed our granny. Don't you think so?"
"Oh, I know very little about business, Mrs. Nitta."
"Perhaps you or Sayori should let it slip in conversation the next time you see him. Let him know what a terrible blow it was. I think he'll want to make it up to us."
"Yes, I'm sure that's a good idea," Mameha said. "Still, it's disappointing. I had the impression another man had expressed interest in Sayori."
"100 yen is 100 yen, whether it comes from this man or that one."
"That would be true in most cases," Mameha said, "but the man I'm thinking of is General Totori Junosuke." At this point in the conversation, I lost track of what the two of them were saying, for I'd begun to realize that Mameha was making an effort to rescue me from Nobu. I certainly hadn't expected such a thing. I had no idea whether she'd changed her mind about helping me or whether she was thanking me for taking her side against Mother. Of course, it was possible she wasn't really trying to help me at all, but had some other purpose. My mind went on racing with these thoughts until I felt Mother tapping my arm with the stem of her pipe.
"Well," she said.
"Ma'am?"
"I asked if you know the general."
"I've met him a few times, Mother," I said. "He comes to Gion often."